Every year, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants cross the border that separates Mexico from the U.S., but many do not survive the journey. Last year, the worst single case was in Texas, where 19 people died. Sarah Richards has this update from Houston.
The discovery last May shocked law enforcement and immigration officials. 17 bodies found at a truck stop in Victoria, 120 miles outside of Houston. Two more people died later. The victims were part of a group of about 100 men, women, and children. Each had paid roughly $1,800 to be smuggled to Houston. Most were from Mexico and were locked for hours inside a steaming, airtight trailer.
This is the worst immigrant smuggling single catastrophe in U.S. history.
Michael Shelby is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas.
These people did not have a kind or a gentle death. The surviving victims describe what can only be an agonizing process that took many, many hours, starting with the death of a 5-year-old boy and ending with the death of his father.
A total of 14 people have been indicted in relation to the crime. 9 people are being prosecuted in the U.S. 2 more are in custody in Mexico. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft will announce next month whether he will seek the death penalty for the driver of the truck, Tyrone Williams. Shelby says smugglers view human trafficking as another way to make money.
It's actually less than they would view a commodity, because they know that with a commodity of beef or of fruit, you cannot damage that commodity. You can't bruise the fruit. You can't let the meat or the milk spoil before it gets to its destination. But when they pack human beings into these extraordinarily small and dangerous spaces, they could not care less whether or not those human beings are damaged in that process.
20 of the 55 illegal immigrants who survived and were later caught by authorities will testify in the state's case against the alleged smugglers. In the meantime, they've been given work permits. Wafa Abdin is the senior attorney for Catholic Charities, a nonprofit group in Houston that is providing legal assistance to several of the immigrants.
They did pay to cross the border. They did pay to be in the truck, but they really did not pay to be locked in and unable to leave. They did not pay to be cooked in the heat.
The smuggling trial is scheduled to begin on June 7th. Immigration officials will decide afterwards whether the survivors will be able to stay in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards.